Murder in the Garden by Veronica Healy. Read by Julia Franklin. Side one. She couldn't understand what was the matter. Her legs refused to hold her up. She clung to the doorframe. Her tongue was being lazy too.
What did you put in my drink?
A mild sedative to help you relax. I have brought your suicide note with me. Where is it? Didn't I put it in my wallet? See how you have upset me. I'm shaking with nerves. I've never killed anyone before, you see. He unfolded a piece of paper and held it up for her to see. She read the words aloud.
I can't bear the shame any longer. My husband did kill the girl.
She knew it wasn't really funny, but for some reason she wanted to laugh.
How absurd! No one would believe it for a minute.
It had been stupid to laugh, because it made him angry. His face darkened. He caught hold of her arm and swung her back into her chair. The sticky liquid from the overturned bottles swelled into pools and began to move slowly to the edge of the table. One drop fell on her skirt, another onto her leg. "Make yourself comfortable," he said, producing a sharp knife. He lifted up her right hand. She tried to pull away. He was much stronger than her. He closed her fingers around the knife. He laid her left hand, palm upwards, on the table. He forced her right hand, still holding the knife, to hover over her left wrist.
No!
She tried to scream. No sound came out.
And now, dear lady, let me help you slash your wrists.
Ellie Quick couldn't concentrate. The noise of the mechanical digger was driving her insane. She covered her ears, pushing her fingers through her short, prematurely silvered hair. She couldn't even complain to her neighbours about it because she was responsible for the digger being there in the first place. Kate and Armand were a lovely couple, but they couldn't tell a gladiolus from a nettle. They'd copied Ellie's new conservatory at the back of her house, intending theirs to be a dining and living room. The view from the back of these semi-detached houses was spectacular.